Steering is the practice of real estate agents guiding home buyers towards or away from certain neighborhoods based on their race. It was an official practice in the real estate industry and common in Durham. Advertisements for homes in new whites-only suburbs played to white families' fears that inner-city neighborhoods were unsafe and unsanitary. Developers sold a sunny suburban dream that excluded difference and poverty.
Article 34 in the National Association of Real Estate Board's Code of Ethics from 1924 states, "A realtor should never be instrumental in introducing into a neighborhood members of any race or nationality whose presence will clearly be detrimental to the property values in the neighborhood."
Rental ads specified the desired race of tenants. Pictured here is an excerpt from the 1959 Durham Morning Herald classified section showing the housing available to rent to colored people. The weekly rent of $6 per week in 1959 would be roughly $220 per month today.
The following text is from an advertisement for Hope Valley in the 1920s. Notice how this ad for Hope Valley paints suburbia as more healthful, more beautiful, more reputable, and even more free than other parts of the city. Those children of yours, what sort of home environment are you going to give them? Will it be the congestion of a city or the freedom of suburban life? Where will they play? On small lawns, concrete walks, and traffic-laden streets, or out in the invigorating sunshine, out in the hillsides where open skies and long vistas inspire them? And their playmates, who will be their companions? Just anybody and everybody? Or youngsters of promise, talent, and leadership? Make the decision now to buy and build in Hope Valley for yourself and your family. It will be a wise move. Live in Hope Valley for the whole family's sake.